woke up after midnight, both my neck and arms were sore. On my upper lip, there's a growth I've never seen before. And I wish that there was someone I could call. The WGN hotline. I have edema on my thigh, pink stuff in my eye, and I need you now.
Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine Impact Every Day, it's Dr. Kevin Most. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Steve. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great.
I was thinking this morning I haven't had a cold all winter. I'm pretty happy about that.
You are pretty lucky as well as happy.
Yeah. Well, I'm not around sick people all the time like you are.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. Sick people will make you sick. That's my lesson of the day.
And we wrap it up with that.
No, I think we need one. I think there's actually more to discuss.
Oh, okay.
There's a huge news story that is not going away anytime soon because it's really, it's one of those stories that I think in perspective of history, we'll look back and go, are you kidding me? How does this happen? Flint, Michigan is not a tiny town. Flint, Michigan is arguably a suburb of Detroit. It is a mess since the auto industry first went belly up a long time ago. And it's a very, very, it's a struggling city. Having said that, along with Detroit, its big brother neighbor in their own economic problems, they cut corners wherever they can. And a short while ago, somebody in the Flint hierarchy said, you know, we could save some money, Doc. You know, we could save some money. We could change the source of the city's water. We could save a bunch of dough if we just flipped it over here to this river. The river, which was known to have high toxicity levels of all sorts of chemicals and problems, but specifically lead. Pick the story up from there and tell me what happened.
Well, yeah, you know, when you kind of hit it right on the head there, now all of a sudden we're starting to see, we're looking at children that are drinking this water and being exposed to this water and starting to see some of the medical problems. And we have to realize that this is not just in Flint, Michigan. Although it's in the media right now, it's great for awareness because we have other states in this country where this is a huge problem. Alabama, Louisiana, Ohio, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and I hate to say it, even in Illinois, it's an issue with us.
So lead exposure, which we always have associated in the past with, well, it's the kids at Robert Taylor Homes and it's paint chips and it's people that don't know or aren't watching their kids that are having this problem. This is everywhere.
Yeah, it is. But you did hit on it. You know, a lot of this is, you know, we stopped putting lead in gas in the 70s, which was great. So that really took a lot of the lead out of the environment. But unfortunately, there still is a lot in the environment. Houses that were painted in the 70s still have lead in their paint. So when you go and do a rehab of a house that's that old, that dust is going to have lead in the air. We still import toys with paint on them that are, you know, painted in different countries that have lead on them. We still have lead in jewelry still. So there still is a lot of chance for exposure, especially for children, with getting exposed to lead.
Doc, we're lucky in Chicago. I know we have one of the best filtration systems in the country. So if you go to the tap and you have a glass of water, usually it should be okay if it's not filtered. But if you are traveling or if you're going somewhere else, maybe even just a small area that uses well water, whatever it might be, how do you know? I mean, what are some of the symptoms that you might have, you know, perhaps caught something like this?
Yeah, and that's the hard part, Andrea, is if you have acute lead poisoning where you take a whole bunch of lead or get exposed to a lot at one time, those are, okay, we can start to understand that. People have abdominal pain, cramping, they can get nauseated. And if we have a high incidence of thinking about that, then we're going to do a lead test and we can actually treat those. The problems that we have are the patients that get low exposures over a long period of time. So they're either inhaling it over a period of time, so they're eating it over a period of time, they're putting it in their mouth, as children often do. Those are the ones that, as their brains are developing, are having the problems, and there's not a lot of symptoms until later on, to be honest with you.
And those symptoms we'll talk about in a moment. We'll talk about what you can do to keep your own kids, your own family safe, and what the people of Flint, Michigan have to do, because it appears they're going to be drinking bottled water for who knows how long and not able to do simple things like take a shower, take a bath. Think about all the different ways you use water every day. Well, in Flint, Michigan, all that changes. It's Dr. Kevin Most, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, Impact Every Day. What'd you do this weekend? Anything good?
No. Really didn't do much of anything this weekend, which, you know, it's just waiting for the spring, you know, just kind of hanging out and trying to hit putts in the house because you can't hit balls.
Yeah, but you and I have been friends for a long time. You're not good at sitting around.
I'm not.
So what do you do? Do you just drive your family and friends nuts?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Just checking. All right, just thought I'd ask. All right, we're talking about this lead problem in Flint, Michigan, and we're talking about your own family's exposure to lead. How big a deal is it in Chicago? And, well, in the burbs and the surrounding area.
Yeah, so when we do the testing, we test it by state, and the state reports to the CDC. So we don't get it down to the county level, but we'll just put it in perspective. We used to use a level of 10 micrograms where we would get concerned. And in Illinois, about 1.2% of people, of children under the age of 5, tested positive there. CDC has now changed that and said, you know what, we're going to be a little bit more conservative because we know it can do damage when it's over the level of 5. So once we went to check to change to the level of 5, now in Illinois, 6% of those kids that were tested greater than 5 micrograms. So those are the kids that we really start to get concerned about. And if you look at other states, Ohio, states that you would expect, right? Ohio, 6%, Pennsylvania, 10%, Michigan, 5%. All of these industrialized, you know, kind of cities there is where we're seeing this. So now that we know that, now the big thing is that doctors need to follow up with those kids and the parents, because really there's nothing you're going to do once they've been exposed. Once they're exposed, any damage that has been done is irreversible.
That's a scary sentence.
Yep. That is the scary part, because we're talking, not only is it the neurologic system, it's our bones, it's our kidneys, it's many bone marrow. Kids become anemic when they have lead toxicity as well.
So we can't reverse it, so the key has to be prevention.
Absolutely. That is the biggest thing right now is prevention. Stop those kids from getting exposed. And you can do simple things. You know, you can just look at all their toys, and if you have toys from foreign countries that you're not sure about that have paint on them, get rid of those toys. Buy toys made in the United States. They will not have lead paint in them. Look at any of the art sets that your kids might have and see where those are made as well, because paints from that are imported from other countries still have lead in them. Clean the house, especially if you live in a house that's older than the 70s, and you're going to do a rehab. Anytime you're ripping out drywall and kicking up dust, that has lead in it. So try to minimize that and keep that very clean. And jewelry, like I said, kids like to see shiny things. They put them in their mouth. Make sure it's not lead.
And again, your alarm bells here are just so similar to other things that could be wrong and so tough to narrow down. But abdominal pain, constipation, headaches, hearing loss, irritability, low appetite or energy. I mean, that could be anything.
Exactly. You know, you say those symptoms right there, Stephen, you're describing a normal teenager.
Right.
You know, so really, you do have to have that high level of suspicion. And are you living in an environment where there could be potential? And if there is, get the kid tested, because then it's going to make you start to look more closely at your home and work environment. We still use lead in many companies. So people that work in factories and that, if you're going to be working in a dusty environment where you know there's lead, do something with your clothes before you come in the house. You know, take those off, get them in a bag, wash them so you're not walking around the house kicking up lead dust as well.
So when we were kids, things like lead and mercury and all of these fine things, we didn't know.
No. Asbestos. Had no clue.
Yeah.
Think about us playing with the little mercury
asbestos.
Balls. It used to be so much fun.
Yeah.
Yep.
Ah, we're lucky to be alive.
Yep.
Kevin, to call on one, would you handle that off the air with Dr. Most before he hangs up?
Sure.
And one more thing before you go, Doc. Next Monday, we will be live in Iowa. And I'm wondering if you could address on that morning Trump sickness, because I'm sure I'm going to be sick of Trump at that point.
Wow. Yeah. So you guys are going out to Iowa, huh?
Yeah, we'll be there for the caucuses.
That's great. I'd rather do the live from the Egg Harbor than the live from Iowa, to be honest with you.
You're going to come out, aren't you, to Egg Harbor?
I may come by for breakfast. I hear Kevin's buying, so that's nice.
That's this Friday. The Allstate Hometown Voices Tour will be live at Egg Harbor. That's this Friday. We'll be live in downtown Naperville for the Allstate Hometown Voices Tour at Egg Harbor Cafe.
It's like the Cochran Caravan. Naperville Friday, Iowa Monday, Tuesday.
Living a dream.
Yeah, we are.
Live in a dream.
You have the big exactly bus right. with your name on it?
Yeah, and tour jackets.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of those things. Thank you, my friend. Northwestern Medicine, impact every day, and get healthy. Sounds like you're still fighting that cold.
I am. I'm kind of getting sick of it. I'm going to have to go see a doctor one of these days.
Push fluids.
You got it.
All right, goodbye. It's 6:56, back after this on 720 WGN.